Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Extension specialists are tied into the latest research on topics such as child development, and one of the resources that comes to us from the Cass County ISU Extension website via campus is an article on supporting children when there is scary news. In light of recent events surrounding the school shootings in Connecticut, many children may have questions about their safety or things that may happen to them at school. There are many resources available. Melissa Rader, ISU Family Life Program Specialist, shares some tips with us on talking to children about things that they hear in the news, whether it be this incident or anything else. Some things such as keeping regular routines, watching your emotions, and having conversations with your child to understand what they're concerned about and how much about this they understand. Other suggestions include limit your TV viewing and finding healthy ways to help your children deal with feelings, such as taking a walk together, reading a favorite book, or playing a board game can be comforting both to you and your child for being as normal as possible. Also, take action if your child continues to show concern and seek professional advice if needed. The full article on supporting children when scary things are in the news is on the Iowa State University Extension homepage. Just click www.extension.iastate.edu or look up Iowa State University Extension News on your web browser, and you can find that resource as well as many others on dealing with stress in children. Other resources for children, you've been hearing a lot in the news lately about STEM, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. This is an emerging push in the state of Iowa, and Cass County Extension is excited to be partnering with the Atlantic YMCA to offer a STEM Spark event this January 2nd. This is before all of the local students go back to school, and this will be a day-long, hands-on, activity-filled day at the Cass County Community Center. It will start at 9 o'clock in the morning and run till 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Community Center. We are also partnering with the Atlantic YMCA to offer healthy snacks and physical fitness activities at the Y before and after that event. If you are interested in the STEM Spark event or the before and after activities at the Y, we have registration forms that are available to you on the Cass County Extension website, or you can pick those up at the local Y. The registration deadline for this event is the 21st of December, so that's coming up this Friday, and that's in order to allow us to prepare all of our materials over the Christmas break period. Lunch is provided free of charge, and there is no cost for kids to attend this event. It's activities for children in grades 4 through 8, revolving hands-on science in the areas of aerospace, chemical sciences, earth, design, and more. You can register again by downloading the form on our website, picking one up from the Cass County Extension Office at 805 West 10th Street, or pick one up at the Atlantic YMCA. For more questions, give us a call at the Extension Office, 243-1132. If you do download a registration form online, you will also have to pick up and fill out a medical release form, so we have that information on your child. Again, that's the STEM, which is Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. So STEM Spark event, a hands-on science event for kids in grades 4 through 8, held at the Cass County Community Center on Wednesday, January 2nd, 2013, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That is a free event. Lunch is provided at no cost. And we are working in partnership with the Atlantic YMCA to provide activities before and after at the YMCA, activities and healthy snacks with transportation to and from the Y if folks need that for a place for their kids to go after the program is done or before the program begins. Other information from the Cass County Extension Office. From campus, we have information on protecting plants during the winter. ISU horticulture specialists have some tips for preventing damage to trees and shrubs from de-icing salts. We have some tough weather being predicted for this week, so if you have concerns about de-icing salts or heavy wet snow, some tips to minimize salt damage. You want to use your de-icing salts prudently before you apply the salt. Wait until the precipitation has ended and remove as much of the snow and ice as possible physically by hand, using de-icing salts at rates sufficient to loosen the ice and snow from driveways, and then remove the loosened ice and snow with a shovel. De-icing salts need to be applied at a much higher rate to completely melt the ice and snow, and these higher rates can be damaging to surrounding plants. You can also mix the salt with an abrasive material such as sand or kitty litter. 50 pounds of sand mixed with 1 pound of salt works fairly effectively on most snow and ice situations. And of course, we want to avoid piling that salt-laden snow and ice around the trees and shrubs, because as it melts, it will become very concentrated. The amount of salt applied by roadways obviously cannot be controlled by the homeowner, but you can minimize damage. When the ground thaws in spring, you want to heavily water those areas where salt may have accumulated near the road. A thorough soaking should help flush the salt from the root zone of the plants where it can do the most damage. You want to consider the drainage pattern and alter the drainage so that the winter runoff drains away from your ornamental plants instead of into them, so you don't, again, get that salt concentration near the roots. If we do get the heavy and wet snow that is predicted for this week, you want to consider the weight that snow can cause considerable damage to small trees and shrubs. In late fall, these arborvitae or multi-stemmed evergreens can be wrapped with twine or rope to prevent damage from heavy snows. When the wet heavy snow accumulates on small trees and shrubs, you can gently shake the snow off the branches or carefully brush it off with a broom. When you're clearing driveways and sidewalks, make sure you do not throw any more heavy or wet snow onto your small trees and shrubs. You also want to avoid dumping snow onto small trees and shrubs when you're raking snow off of your roofs. For more information on all of these topics and more, give us a call at the Extension Office, 243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from Cass County Extension.